Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction and Apache, the first week back in the brand new year. So, Bob, what do we see?
Well, we started out, Casey, with not normal runs, but still had a big run there at Apache. And I think pretty much we were one of the first sales in 2024. And I mean, of course, the feeder market come back. It was considerably higher than it was the last two sales of the year. And this light grazing market, I mean, it's on fire. I mean, we've got a tremendous market. If you're a cow-calf man and got some calves that you're not going to turn out, I mean, we're still at record level highs. I mean, it's just like I talked to some gentlemen yesterday, and especially the older people. And I said, you know, this thing's quite a bit cheaper than it was in August and September. They said, Bobby, we're selling $2 eight-weight cattle, $2.20 eight-weight cattle. He said, we don't ever do that. And, you know, I mean, I hate to say it like this, but the younger generation's not accustomed to what we're accustomed to. You know, the 250, 260 eight-weight cattle, I mean, yeah, it was great while it lasted, and we're $40 cheaper than that, but we're still selling cattle in extreme levels and got good margins. You know, if you own your wheat and you're carrying your calves over, yeah, they missed the big margin, but they still got tremendous margins based off of, you know, $5 wheat or whatever. But market was good. We're seeing some things in the fat cattle market that looks good. This total market's going to get back to demand. How much meat can we move? We all know we've got less cows, but what a lot of people haven't factored in is these carcasses are coming in 15 to 20 pounds bigger than they were the last 3 years, and you do that over 600,000 head kill every week. We haven't made up all of it, but we've made up a lot of difference in total cattle without the numbers there, but the total meat production is not reduced like the total numbers of cows that we've reduced. And now we got a drought in the eastern part of the state, so we're going to continue to see cow liquidation. So the market's going to hopefully stay right here in this $230 a pound range on these big cattle. And, you know, these four to five weight cattle are bringing over $3 a pound on the front end of them. I mean, $1,500 for a calf coming off the cow is pretty good return.
Well, you mentioned more cow liquidation. Are you seeing any signs of herd rebuilding at this point?
We're not in our trade territory. I mean, if we continue to get some rains like we're getting last night coming in from Apache all the way from Apache up to Mustang, it rained on me all the way in. And we got to fill up some ponds. Once we fill up ponds and keep getting rain just for soil moisture and get in and have a good spring and a good summer, then I think, yes, we'll start seeing some retention on heifers on the cow-calf people. There's some people wanting some cattle, but not big demand. People that's culled down, yeah, they'll be looking for some replacement cows. We're getting some calls like that, but we're not overwhelmed with people wanting cows yet.
Well, I've heard we're going to have some weather come in. Of course, we're in that time of year where it kind of starts to get messy and gross. How does that affect you guys?
Well, I mean, it'll affect us, you know, in Oklahoma. I mean, we get down to where we got ice and snow where we can't get around. But in general, I mean, this is January. We hadn't had any bad weather. You know, yeah, they're talking about some snow and stuff in Nebraska. That's normal to them. I mean, in general, we've had a very open year. That's why our carcasses are so big. We've got great feeding weather, cost of gains dropped down, so people's trying to hold on to cattle to feed them into a better market, and genetics is better. So we're going to have more tonnage with less cattle, you know, than we've had in the past. So, I mean, it's January. We hadn't had any cold weather yet. Normally in Apache, we're normally shut down at least one or two sales in that November, December due to bad weather, and we're shut down a couple of sales in the January through March area. And we wasn't shut down any last year. So we've had an open year. It's been a great year, except for drought.
Yeah, if the ice will stay away, I'll take everything else. I just don't, the ice is what does it for me. Just kind of is.
The ice is a bad deal. But in general, the market's good. Everything's upbeat. I mean, it's just, we got to sell fats. We got to find out at what level we can sell fats and increase the demand for the consumer. And the retailer is going to have to take a smaller margin than what he's been doing. You know, we all talk about the packers' huge margin, but we never go out and talk about the retailer's margin. Well, the retailer it gets a huge amount of the margin in based off what we sell meat for from the producer side.
Well, if folks do have questions for you, Bob, how do they contact you guys?
Give us a call at 1-800-926-96. Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Greg Griffith, or myself. Give us a call.
All right. Thank you so much.
You bet.